I so appreciate your talk and all the things that you've said. It's just, it is wonderful. Thank you. I just wanted to add one more thing on the potential side. The American Friends Service Committee and the Friends Committee on National Legislation came up with this idea called shared security. And I think it really incorporates all of the things that you've been talking about. Because when they got together and said, okay, they had the slogan, war is not the answer, then what is? The answer is that we're all in this together, including everyone on the planet, not just the people, but our ecosystem as well. And I found that to be very, very hopeful and helpful, as well as addressing, I think, one of the core issues is militarism, that spending $900 billion on military preparedness and equipment rather than trying to prevent war, I think that's really one of the cruxes of our problems, things we need to repent.
Yeah, it kind of boggles the mind. But yeah, it all kind of comes from the same place of the perceived need to have power over and to dominate, so that piece of the militarism where we think that we have to have this huge military in order to keep ourselves safe and take as much as we can so that other people can't get it, which creates fear and anxiety in other people so that they feel like they have to take more so that they'll have enough. So it's this cycle of violence that we're continuing through our military and through our, unfortunately, through the way that we've been living Christianity in a lot of ways, and that we participate in as friends, even when we say that we're not, but by receiving the benefits of the culture in which we live that is based on those principles, that's also based on disposability of people that are lower down on that hierarchy and the landscape. So the militarism really feeds into that as well of, well, we can dispose of those people in other countries who are trying to encroach on our way of life because they're not us, they're them, and so it creates that hierarchical dualism where we try to dominate over instead of what you're saying that FCNL is suggesting as far as working together and cooperating and creating a community based on cooperation rather than competition. So FCNL is doing some really good work on this in the last couple of years. Friends World Committee on Consultation, FWCC, is starting to do some good work too. They're gathering stories about sustainability, and they're trying to help organize sustainability projects globally among friends. And so they're doing some exciting work as well. So you can check into their sustainability suggestions. And there was a Kabarak Call for Peace and Eco-Justice at the 2012 FWCC Triennial, and then I think at the 2016 one in Peru, they made a sustainability minute to suggest that meetings and yearly meetings really focus on sustainability as a something that we're doing together, not just feeling alone as little meetings isolated, but if we know that all of us around the world are working on this, it's a lot more encouraging, I think. So yeah, I encourage you to check out both of those organizations and the good work that they're doing.
You used the word oblivion, moral oblivion, was it? Yeah. I look at why we are so stuck, and it comes to me that we are unconscious and need to rise up to a new level of consciousness, which is everything you've been talking about. So I just wonder how to get from here to there en masse. Thank you.
I do too. yeah, I wish there was an easy answer. I think it's each of us taking the personal responsibility to become awake, to not remain in that moral oblivion, to wake up and be willing to face into our own responsibility but in a way that isn't like going to beat us down, but helps us to recognize our part in it and recognize that we actually have some agency to do something about it too, that we are people who, if we make different choices, we can at least change some small things and, you know, be part of a bigger movement. So we're going to talk in the next session a little bit about that too, so I won't go any further into it. But yeah, that's the really important question, is how do we get this to be not just our own personal individual actions? So that's hard.
Yeah, on that, I've gone onto the internet on websites where you can calculate your footprint of how many Earths your lifestyle would support. And I think our personal lifestyle was something like 3.5. And so they have things that you can do to reduce it. So I put in everything you could possibly do. We could sell our house and move to an apartment. We could stop driving completely. And doing all those things reduced it from 3.5 to 3. And the reason for that was that simply by living in this country, communally, we're living way above. So it seems like there's a lot that needs to be done on a communal level.
Yep, that's why it's an eco-reformation, because it's not just, you know, the changing our personal lifestyles, but it's a whole picture thing. It requires a whole change of all the systems.
There's a member of Santa Cruz Meeting named Nancy Lockruneich. She is doing a series of YouTube videos, actually, anyway, which you can find on YouTube, and I highly recommend it, because part of her emphasis is how do we bring this stuff to scale? How do we move it from individual to community to nationwide and all of those things?
Can you repeat the name?
Nancy Glock, G-L-O-C-K, Grunreich, and that's G-R-E-U-N... I forget the rest. Yeah, the world we need, something like that. Don't look under Glock, because then you'll just get connected with weapons.
Yeah, there are a lot of great resources out there, and part of the reason that I think that this is a spiritual matter is that we have the answers that we need, like the technological answers. And we know what we could do to create a healthier social system. So it's not a matter of not knowing what we could do to make it more sustainable. It's a matter of doing it, right? And it's a spiritual process. It's not just, oh, I'm going to change my practices, but it's a complete movement from a system of fear and domination and control and power over to cooperation and working with and recognizing we're participants in, and that humility to be a part of what's going on. So things like that are excellent and help us to be able to envision what that cooperative world would look like and to see some steps that can get us in that direction. So we need to do the practical action, and we also need to do the spiritual work, the internal work that happens inside of us that helps us to know how to turn around, how to be transformed into the image of Christ, how to become the body of Christ together, how to rebuild those relationships that we have broken for so many years. And that's not something that we can do with a technological fix or with changing our economy. It's something that we have to do within ourselves, with God and with one another. So that's why I think it's the work of the church and the work of faith communities, because it's not something that we can just fix by making a new policy, as helpful as policies are. But it's that internal work that we as the church, I think, can bring to the rest of the community, the global community, if we're willing to do it ourselves, right? So thank you for your good questions and comments and thoughts. And we can continue them over lunch and then into the afternoon.